about stuff like that. It's something that you need to sort of find on your own, you know, and come to terms with on your own. And that's why we do things like present information, you know what I mean? Or if you see our new video, you know, stuff, there's imagery in that that could really hopefully have an impact on you. Try to do. But it's, to me, it's not about blaming anybody. It's not about being mad at anybody. It's not about judging them for what they do, you know. It's all about, you know, small changes and being accepting of everyone's idea and hopefully making a bigger change eventually. I believe in women's right to choose. I certainly believe in women's right to choose. I think that, I don't know if there's anybody out there who really would, you know, support abortions as they are. It's obviously, if you have to have an abortion, it's a sad, sad state of affairs. But I do believe that a woman's right to choose should be protected at all costs. And I guess I would hope that, you know, that people would choose to have babies, you know what I mean? And that would, something that's important. But I also believe that should be in their, that should be a personal decision, not a decision made by the government. It's a scary place, you know what I mean? And I don't know if it's as scary of a place as perhaps the Bush administration is making it out to be. You know, like they've been using that fear propaganda to really coerce the American people to do whatever they want them to do. I mean, we went to a war because we were afraid. You know, we've attacked countries and killed thousands of people because someone convinced us that we should be afraid. Someone said, like, listen, if you don't go out there and attack this country, you know, then they're going to bomb your town, they're going to your house, they're going to kill your family, you know. And it was all bullshit, you know, and it's scary. It's certainly something to be aware of. You know, obviously, nobody's making up terrorism. It certainly exists. But I think that it's important to look at the root of the problem, you know, and realize that terrorism is a symptom to many more issues, and it has a much more complex background. People realize these aren't people, they don't hate America, they don't hate our freedom, they don't hate our way of life, you know what I mean? People who have been, like, seriously oppressed by American foreign policy for a long time, you know? And then, like, I think that wars like now in Afghanistan and Iraq and everywhere we're going to war, you know, what they're doing is just creating more terrorists, you know what I mean? Some 7-year-old kid out there just had his parents killed by an American GI. You think he's going to grow up a happy person and, like, stoked about America? No. He's going to grow up and he's going to learn how to make a bomb under Chicago one day, you know? And, like, that's going to be his life's goal, you know? And, like, that's a scary place. And I certainly can hardly even fault him in that, you know what I mean? If that's what he does, it's like, I can't put myself in his shoes. Nobody ever bombed my house and killed my family. I mean, but that happened to tens of thousands of people in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's just scary to think about the generations of angry people that's creating right now in this day and age, you know? And it's maybe not having an impact immediately, but I mean, it's going to resonate for a long time.
E.T.
Afraid of E.T. I saw it when I was really young, and then I had nightmares about it forever. I haven't put a lot of thought to it. I've not discounted the possibility of there being ghosts, but to be honest, I haven't really thought about it too much.
Not that, no, I don't think I have.
No, not that I know of, at least. I don't know.